current state of security across smartphones, the internet, is somewhat in question. You know, there's been a lot of problems with stolen certificates. I've been reading about break-ins to cell phones where people can listen to conversations and all kinds of things, you know, that you think are encrypted, but really not a very good job is being done. We want to make it possible to encrypt these things really with very strong encryption that will last a very long time and be very safe.
You have married something called quantum cryptography with miniaturization. Before we get to how you miniaturized it, tell us what quantum cryptography is.
Well, it's a method of using very small quantums of light to produce random numbers in common between users with what can be, in theory at least, absolute secrecy. So that you and I, for example, could produce a lot of random numbers between us that no one else could know anything about, could know less than one bit, less than a tiny fraction of one bit of thousands of bits that we produce together, and then we can use those random bits that you and I have in common. I can encrypt, and you can decrypt because we have the same number.
So how is this different from regular RSA type of products for public key encryption that are very common?
They're very common because they're very convenient, but they use hard math problems to produce the random numbers that you and I would have in common. And the problem is that hard math problems don't always stay hard, and it's very difficult to predict really how long our security is good for. And it's computationally can be somewhat intense, so people tend to take shortcuts. And well, some things are not that secure on the internet because, you know, they're trying to keep the computation down.
So in quantum cryptography, then, is it just simply much harder math, or is it something that's beyond mathematics that it takes to solve what the number is?
Well, that's a good question. It's really beyond mathematics. What we're doing is we're using a property of quanta, of in this case, quanta of light, photons, that says that an adversary, if they try to intercept them, we can measure a disturbance, measure an increased error rate between you and me. And if we measure that disturbance, then we have an information theoretically secure means of compressing out the maximum, all the information that an adversary could possibly know. So we can come down with the laws of physics and guarantee, and of course that guarantee depends on you doing everything right, but guarantee that no adversary could know more than, and we tend to put it down at something like 10 to the minus 6 or 7th of a bit of all the key bits that we produce. So it's completely different. It's a completely new paradigm.
So what kind of equipment is needed to be able to produce these effects?
Well, that's the problem, is that you need some fairly sophisticated photonics. Most probably the major item is the single photon detectors, because we obviously have to send and receive single photons. And it's fairly easy to take a laser and attenuate that down to the single photon level, but you have to be careful that you know you don't let that creep up or anything. So I'm only sending single photons, and then you have to take some precautions. There have been some pretty fun, I guess, experiments done. It actually was very cool where some hackers took over the detectors of some commercial equipment. They could show that they could do it because they weren't monitoring their single photon detectors adequately, and the single photon detectors were totally fooled. So you have to be very careful in that you do it right. But it is very, very strong when done correctly.
We're speaking with Jane Nordholt. She's a technical staff member in the Applied Modern Physics Group at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Now, you have succeeded in taking these photon equipment and making it very tiny. Tell us about that part.
I've worked in space for a long time, and I was speaking with a vendor who does flight hardware, and I said, you know, this hardware would be perfect to integrate, miniaturize what I need. Could you make that for me? And he said, yeah, we could do that. Once that happened, I realized, I could do the same thing at the chip level, and that would put the whole thing into smartphones. The whole thing started to come together.
So you've made a very tiny photon detector and encryptor or whatever it is that happens to the light in the bits. How far are we from commercializing this?
Well, we're beginning to work with a commercial partner now. And actually, I've been working with another commercial partner to when we have a design actually for a chip. So depending on investment, in a few years, we could start to have these things.
So it could be reduced to a chip, and then it could fit right inside the cell phone without something hanging on the outside.
Right. And we definitely want that for security reasons.
Now, does the Los Alamos National Laboratory license technology like this to other people, or how does that work? Who gets the benefit of the intellectual property?
Los Alamos National Laboratory has a tech transfer division, which has been very supportive to us in this endeavor. Last March, we had an industry day when we had 9 or 10 vendors come out, and we told them all about the technology. They then wrote proposals as to how they would like to commercialize it, and that was down selected to one company, which has now taken an option on the intellectual property.
So they pay the government for use of it, in other words.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us who that company is?
Harris Corporation of Melbourne, Florida.
And so they would get this chip, and then their job then would be to convince cell phone manufacturers to put it in there.
Yeah, or there's so many different possible uses. You could put it in radios, which they do extremely well. Where I tend to think these secure ID type cards, for secure login, things like that. Can all be done in a more secure way with fresh random numbers each time they're used. So I think that's very, very secure and very possible. It's a question of how fast we can apply capital and get things running.